The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Okay. Welcome. So it's the Uncensored Monday episode where we normally yell about things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing of the shows we record this week, this will be the calmest one of the three. Based on what we just went through. A lot of passion. If you haven't listened yet, go back. Listen to us yell at each other. About stuff.
Aggressively agree with each other.
Mm-hmm. 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 Slightly different perspective, but for the most part, agreements. Speaking of unagreeable people, we've got Speak Out in Small Town News today.
Yes.
Very excited. Also, the return of sex toy news.
I can't wait.
Yay.
It's become a thing. I have people sending me sex toy stories.
You do not.
I do. I do, including my lovely fiance who found one of the stories in sex toy news.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my friend, thank you to my friend Lenka from Chicago for sending in... the other story in sex toy news.
There you go.
I got a message and it's like, hey, this might be great for sex toy news. It's like, all right. You're correct. It is great for sex toy news.
That is a perfect sex toy news.
So we've got all that coming up on the show today. Plus, Lil Wayne is talking about racism.
Oh, man.
God. I saw it. I actually watched this this morning.
Ah, I bet you did. So we'll get into all that in a little bit. But first, we talked about the presidential campaign and the debate that's coming up. There's going to be more than one. The first one is around the end of the month. I think the 26th is the first debate. Not soon enough for me. I'm reading this from Jezebel, so there's going to be some language that is not pro-Trump. It's not neutral.
It's not unbiased reporting?
No. Donald Trump, a yellowing mop dripping with unidentifiable viscous fluid, is very concerned about fairness. As such, he's worried about his upcoming debates against Hillary Clinton and is suggesting maybe they could just sit on a stage and shout at each other instead. Why not have a podcast? During a phoned-in appearance on CNBC's Squawk Box, Trump said the debate moderator would be mean to him because the system is, quote, being rigged. The fact is that they're gaming the system, and I think maybe we should have no moderator. Let Hillary and I sit there and just debate because I think the system is being rigged. So it's going to be very unfair debate. I can see it happening right now because everybody's saying he was soft on Trump. Well, now the new person's going to try and be really hard on Trump just to show, you know, the establishment what he can do. So I think it's very unfair what they're doing. Just so I think we should have a debate with no moderators, just Hillary and I sitting there talking. Since the summer, Trump has been looking for ways to either get out of the debates or blunt their surely embarrassing impact on the campaign. Back in July, he claimed that the NFL wrote him a letter complaining the debates conflicted with football. Here's what the NFL did. They immediately replied publicly that he was full of crap. That never happened. Trump also defended Matt Lauer for his bad performance during a presidential forum last week, saying Lauer actually did a great job. I think he was professional and has been treated unfairly, he told NBC. He was not nice to me and he was tough. I answered them better than she did. It must be extraordinary to live in a world where everything you do is flawless, nothing is ever your fault, and the only obstacle to greatness is everybody else. According to Politico, the debate moderators will be NBC News' Lester Holt, ABC's Martha Raddatz, CNN's Anderson Cooper, and Fox News' Chris Wallace, with C-SPAN's Steve Scully as a backup. Sorry, C-SPAN, you're a backup to news. It's just the way it's gotta be.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right.
And I actually think Chris Wallace might be the hardest one.
It's entirely possible. I mean, the congressional Republicans are not getting in behind Trump because they want to save Congress for them. So, like, well, this is a lost cause. So, Jason, you've done the least amount of yelling. What's been grinding your gears this week?
Oh, man. It's tough because I'm not working at that old job I used to have.
Sure.
I have I feel like I'm not raging as much as I was. So I don't have a lot, but I will say one grievance is that the Gold Club Centerfold is right on the freeway, you know, is on my commute work.
The sign right there, you see it both going and coming.
Both going and coming. And, I mean, it's just it's like a constant reminder that there's boobies, that like lots of different boobies that are there right in front of me.
Not the same two that you have to look at day after day after day.
Right.
At home.
That'll
become stretched and misshapen.
You know, my wife's breasts are beautiful right now. they're beautiful, and she's amazing. She's the best wife. She's amazing.
She's good. She's amazing. Good. She's amazing. Terrific.
She's terrific. No, but I mean, I know that she would understand what I'm saying when I say this, because it's, you know, I see it there every day, and it's like, man, I always think to myself, I got $20 in my pocket. It's only 15 to get in.
And then what do you do?
Exactly.
What do you do with that $5? Get yourself a club soda?
You know, here's the thing is not only that, what's going to happen is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to see a bunch of awesome titties, right? And it's going to be awesome. And some vagina probably also. I'll see some naked vagina because it's a full nude bar. It has everything. And I'm going to be like, oh my gosh. But then I'm going to leave and I'm going to come home and I'm going to be sexually frustrated at home now, even more so than just not being there. So it's like, fuck you, Gold Club Centerfolds, for even giving me the idea of stopping there. Because if I did stop there, not only am I going to be have less money, where I end up spending $50-$60 there, because it doesn't just, you can't just spend $15 to get in. You're going to end up spending money there. But then I'm going to go home and I'm going to have blue balls and I'm going to be sexually frustrated at home. And it's just going to make everything worse. So you're presenting a false idea of happiness with boobies. That's not really going to be fulfilled that way. It's not. So, you know, go fuck yourselves, Gold Club Centerfold. Go fuck yourself and being right out the freeway where I can see your sign and see that you have Jamie Jameson that's going to be there all week that I can watch her videos of. And oh my God, I can see her. She's hot. She is sexy. I would love to see her in person. That'd be really awesome because that's pretty cool. But no, it would not be cool because I'm going to go home and I'm going to have a wife that's not going to sleep with me right now because it's not going to be good because she's really, really pregnant. So it's fucked. I'm fucked. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
You know, but here's the thing about strip clubs. They really, that's all they are blue ball factories for the most part. There you go, Jason. You asked for it. There's Jamie Jameson for you.
Yeah.
Here's another pose of her. Oh, she's at the beach. It's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. There she is in a swimsuit. What else we got? Oh, let me kill that for you. Here's Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, back in the day, but now, no, not so much. Yeah. Not so much. Kareem, what's been grinding your gears this week? Is it Lil Wayne?
Oh, my God. Is Lil Wayne and everybody else like him? We've already touched on this some anyway. But all of these Lil Wayne, Ray Lewis, Shaquille O'Neal, all of those punk asses that don't stand up for anything, but then you want to call somebody out when they do. So if you don't have anything to say about all the other stuff that's going on, then shut the fuck up right now.
Oh, here's what Lil Wayne said, if you didn't hear it.
Where are we in the United States of America in race relations and what you see from day to day in your life?
By the way, Skip Bayless, why is he on TV again? And why is he asking this question of Lil Wayne on a sports show?
Well, actually, because that Shannon Sharp has made some great points about this, about the Colin Kaepernick.
Can you understand any of them? Because dude has the biggest mush mouth on TV.
He's actually been pretty
He learned to talk from the Fat Albert Show.
He's
how mush mouth he is.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Look that one up, kids.
Yeah.
So let's let Lil Wayne respond.
Skip, they wouldn't want to ask me that. They wouldn't want my answer to represent it because God knows I have been nothing but blessed.
By the way, when did he start sounding like Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know.
Because he sounds exactly like Whoopi Goldberg. Or did she start sounding like him?
Oh, Pat. Wow, these 33 years have been nothing but a blessing. I haven't.
He's only 33? He looks like he's 50.
Yeah, it's all that lean.
I've never, never is a strong word, never dealt with racism. And I'm glad I didn't have to. And I don't know if it's because of my blessings. I don't know if it's, but it is my reality. So I have I would have to say, not only did I thought it was over, I still believe it's over, but obviously it is.
Okay, so there you go. He does say racism is not over. Lil Wayne was leaning toward declaring racism officially over, and then he went back and said, no, it's not.
So I'm like, you are a black person from Louisiana. How the fuck do you think that racism, how do you even form those words to come out of your mouth? But then somebody did, I was reading something, and somebody did point out the fact that he's been rapping since he was 13. And so because of that, he kind of gets insulated from the stuff that everybody else does. But I still don't, like, I still don't believe that he hasn't, well, he's never experienced racism.
He's been to jail, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand how you get to say that, you know, especially considering that I consider myself one of the
good ones.
One of the good ones. I'm one of the.
I'm kidding, of course. Kareem is not one of the good ones.
I'm one of the safe ones, and I've dealt with racism. So if I've dealt with racism, Lil Wayne definitely has dealt with some fucking racism.
Well, clearly he doesn't think he has. So either he's got some sort of mental problem.
I had a lady call, go to security on me at my job wearing khakis and a button down.
Well, yeah, you don't look like a black guy wearing khakis and a button down.
Going into my truck.
You should be wearing a hoodie.
And she went to the security guy. And the security guy knew me because we were both ex-military at the time. So I'm like, if me dressed like that, clean cut and shaven and everything, mm-hmm. at that point in time, if I get racially profiled, he's dealt with some racism.
Well, and the thing is, you only need to run into one person to be racially profiled. I mean, when I was younger, I got profiled in different situations because I was younger.
Yeah.
People get profiled a lot of it. Sometimes there's a good reason for it. Other times there is not. And usually all it takes is one, because now in a post 9/11 world, all it takes is one person feeling scared and no one can go, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy. That's Kareem.
And that's,
move it along.
Yeah. That's what the security guy actually did to her.
Right. Only because he saw you and went like that. Instead of going, oh, he had to go and do something. And now if you don't treat it like it's a huge security threat, then you're going to get sued.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm like, how the fuck did, I'm like, you're from Louisiana.
Mm. You have face tattoos.
You have face tattoos. You grew up in one of the wards in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you grew up where you did, how you did, is racist.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe from his perspective, he doesn't look at everything as a racial profiling thing. So he just goes about whatever and does whatever, blissfully ignorant to it.
Maybe he just
doesn't give it any power.
Maybe he thinks racist people are just assholes, or just like he doesn't realize that
they're being racist.
They're just being assholes.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, guy's an asshole.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
And really, racists are assholes.
Yeah.
Not all assholes are racist, but all racists are assholes.
Because he was like, they had to explain it to me. What was going on and why he was doing what he was doing. It was like,
can everybody stop and explain to me why I'm so oppressed? Okay. Yeah. Let me pour some champagne on my phone.
Yeah. those commercials within themselves are racist. And the fact that he participates in them without really understanding it, they're using him as a caricature
of things that people were doing in rap videos.
Yeah, things that were doing people that they were doing in rap videos.
But that's not really racist if you have a rapper doing things that people were doing in rap videos.
Right. I mean,
pull Kareem, who's average black guy who's wearing a button-down shirt and khaki pants, and they're like, "Hey, Kareem just won the lottery," and then they show you dumping champagne on stuff. That's racist. Yeah. The other one's just like, that's what a rapper does.
Right. And part of that was they were the part of the group that ushered in that bling era.
Yeah.
In hip hop. That's pretty much killed hip hop. So
yeah, Puffy killed hip hop.
No. It wasn't Puffy. It was
But Puffy killed Tupac. Wait, right? Is that right?
Puffy killed Biggie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew he killed somebody.
Yeah, she'll kill Tupac.
Yeah, it was wrong, guys.
Actually, LAPD killed Tupac. I mean, no, the LAPD killed Biggie.
Yeah, that's possible.
That's.
I don't believe it, but it's possible. Anything's possible. It happened in L.A. We're not going to go into this. Let's move along.
They paid out a couple of $1 million judgment on that. So
that's all they do is they pay out. Someone goes, "Hey, the LAPD is racist," and they go, $2 million
dollars." Yeah.
You should move to L.A. and
but,
try. Yeah.
No, but it's just the fact. Let's say the fact that he had to ask somebody to explain it to him.
Yeah,
it was like, dude, you have drank too much cough syrup.
Maybe he's just dumb.
I know. I think that, but I mean, no, he's been on that lean like that. He was one of the, I would say, the purveyors of that movement too.
Yeah.
Of drinking lean, and I mean that. That's straight up codeine.
Yeah, I'm like, he was in college at one point. I was like, you went to college and you don't understand.
Real college?
Yeah, he was enrolled at the University of Houston for a while.
Ah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. My only complaint is that you can't have alcohol and naked vagina in the same room in a lot of states.
Yeah, that is tough.
It's not okay.
That is not okay.
Sorry, it's my grievance. I'm all yelled out. Sorry. Meanwhile, a pair of elderly drivers in Australia, not all yelled out, they caused major traffic delays when they headed in opposing directions on a single lane bridge. I'm sure you've seen these types of bridges before, Kareem.
Yes.
It's basically one side goes and the other side waits, and then you go back and forth.
There's one of those, if you go to Reno, the back way, like off of 49.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
So you get them here and there. Anyway, it was on the Victoria Bridge in Picton, New South Wales. The two drivers, they're both elderly, one male and one female, refused to yield to the other one because they felt they had been the first one to drive onto the bridge. How long? Well, they stayed there for 30 minutes, causing traffic to back up in both directions. Police cited them for obstructing traffic, which carries about a fine of $190. The guy who filmed it said, "I assume someone had an accident or jumped off the bridge or something like that, so I hopped out of the car. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I spoke to both motorists, and they refused to move because they believed they had entered the bridge first and had the right of way."
I'm surprised you weren't having a grievance about the video.
This is hilarious. Here we are on the Picton Bridge. We've caught up the traffic both sides for half an hour now. The police have just come.
And nothing's happening. All right, moving on. Moving on. All right, let me get the music for you. Where did it go?
With the video, what? Just so everybody knows, the video was shot like, you know,
it was vertical video. It was vertical video. I don't have the energy anymore.
Just giving up, man.
All right, it's time for sex toy news. Oh, this is unfortunate. If you think Colin Kaepernick has stirred up some trouble with the 9/11 people. A British stag party got in a little trouble because they were snapping pics with a sex doll at the 9/11 memorial. The group of men who claimed to be from London were confronted by a police officer and asked to leave the area where the Twin Towers fell after taking selfies with the plastic toy. The group of men claimed to be from London. Yeah, I already said that. Moving on. When they asked what they were doing, one of the men, believed to be the groom, said, "It's just a bachelor party." And then he answered the rest of the questions with, "No comment, baby."
Wow.
Three of the party are understood to work together at a bank in New York. Ah, there you go. The incident came just 2 days after the 15th anniversary of the terror attacks, which brought down the Twin Towers. Roseanne Hughes, who's 61 and from New Jersey, the 9/11 Memorial Foundation, said she was appalled to hear about the stag party celebrating at Ground Zero. Her husband, Thomas F. Hughes, who was 46, was killed in the towers after visiting the 107th floor of the World Trade Center for a meeting when the plane hit. His widow said, "I'm speechless. I don't even have words for that. That's a disgrace. That's sacred ground. I lost my husband, and I don't even know what to say. It's disgusting."
You know what? Fuck the Sun for bringing the, like, whoever the reporter was that asked her about it in the first place and bringing it to her attention. Like, what the, like, just ruin her day. Like, but at the same time, like,
is that a blow up doll?
It is. Yeah, it's a blow up doll.
Oh, that was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought a blow up doll to the 9/11 memorial. Not okay.
No. But they're also stupid Brits that are drunk at a bachelor party. I mean, Jesus Christ.
They need their asses whooped.
Look at that.
They need their asses whooped with a big ass dildo.
Meanwhile, headline, racy adult store set to open feet, I say, from Chuck E. Cheese.
This week we're checking out.
Oh, hey, that's just a commercial. We'll let that roll through. It's from Indianapolis, Indiana, where parents are up in arms after learning an adult novelty shop will be opening next to a busy Chuck E. Cheese, unlike the one here in Sacramento, which is usually abandoned.
Do they know? Can they see? It's Chuck E. Cheese.
Barbara Jackson brings her grandchildren to Chuck E. Cheese every month. She can't believe an adult store would choose to open mere feet away.
And that's a bad influence. That's really bad.
On Hustler Hollywood's website, an Indianapolis location at 5505 East 82nd Street is listed as coming soon. Right now, that address is a vacant store next to Chuck E. Cheese.
So you know that's going to be a long time.
There aren't any signs on the building indicating a future Hustler store. So when neighborhood leader Jonathan Erickson heard about the plans, he was shocked.
The notice that we've received indicates that it's going through the process of approval downtown.
He learned in a letter from his city councilor, the store is listed as retail and won't be violating any codes. The company claims they'll sell less than 25% adult material, so they won't have to be classified as an adult bookstore.
We don't know what kind of case we as a community of concerned citizens can possibly have when they're not violating a zoning ordinance.
Even if it'll be difficult to fight, Erickson wants to try for the sake of their community.
Putting it next to a restaurant that serves children, literally in the same parking lot, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Barbara Jackson says this could cause her to take her business somewhere else. So what are you going to do if, you know,
she's going to come back to the store after she drops off the kids.
And there's like lingerie in the windows.
Oh, well, they won't be back.
Hey, Barbara, you ever go to the mall? You ever seen Victoria's Secret, Fredericks of Hollywood, with lingerie in the window? Barbara, you ever walk through JCPenney's? Barbara?
Hey, Barbara, why do you have to be such a Puritan?
Barbara, yeah. Barbara is mad that they put it that close because people will know that that's where she goes to.
I mean, I just like the fact that they say that less than 25% of their sales are going to be, like, less than 25% of the store is going to be adult books or videos, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Right. But, it's going to be lingerie.
Right. But I'm sure that they're going to sell a lot more. The other stuff, I mean, come on. I mean, like, it's just, well, they state that it's 25% right. of the store, but I'm sure that that'll make up 80 to 90% of their sales.
Maybe, but the one in Hollywood has a coffee shop in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I hope it's still there, but it has a coffee shop there. Oh, yeah.
Put it in.
All right, that's been Sex Toy News. Thanks, thanks Leslie and Lenka for sending in the...
Yeah, thanks, ladies.
from the Sex Toy News. If you have sex toy news or anything else you want to pass along, go ahead and email the show.
Just email Nate?
Yeah, you can email me. Shoot me a note on Facebook. Twitter, you can tweet me something if you want.
Tweet him something.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You can do whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
It's a free country.
It's an absolutely free country.
Just don't be kneeling down when you do it.
Yeah.
Unless you're praying.
Yeah.
And then it's okay.
And don't try to bring a business next to like another business that maybe they don't really
If you want to go to a Chuck E. Cheese that's not near anything, come to Sacramento. Because there ain't anything around that one.
Oh, man.
It's empty parking lots and people playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Spanish language TV station.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Hooters. Sorry.
Isn't there like a little concert venue over there, too?
I don't know.
All right. Boardwalk, right?
It could be. I honestly don't know.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Oh, I told you. A chill of fall is in the air, and Speak Out is going to be back on a more regular basis. That's right.
Yes.
Hey, how do senior citizens who are paying good money deal with poor quality meals when the complaints are ignored? Some portions are bite-sized. It seems cost-cutting is top priority.
I like somebody keeps putting in the poor senior citizens getting bad food. Like, I mean,
that's an old person. That's all it is. Hey, I drive past the Texas Roadhouse and I see the ugly leftover signs that are falling down from when Ames Plaza was there. There used to be a shopping plaza called Ames Plaza. Ames was a little department store. Yeah, it's pretty much abandoned. Anyway, the restaurant isn't responsible for this. Who is? To attract new businesses and tourists, there's no reason we can't clean up locales we're responsible for, including junk on people's lawns.
I like how it went from like a commercial property to like to your lawn.
Yeah, they just hate clutter. I've often heard others lament the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Weren't these conditions that existed when the British the reason for the formation of this country? No.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It was taxation without representation.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hey, as regards ISIS actions, do you ever think they may be preempted by photographs at Disneyland?
Wait, what was that? Can you read that again? I just need to make sure I heard
it. I sure can. As regards ISIS actions, do you ever think they may be preempted by photographs at Disneyland? I believe the assumption here is because there's so many photographs being taken, that's why there are no ISIS attacks at Disneyland.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what it is.
You don't?
No.
All right, that's two in a row. We're wrong. Hey, whatever happened to the law that candidates could not attach their campaign signs to street signs? A political hopeful uses every DOT sign he can find. Well, a DOT sign, my friend, is not a street sign. So there you go.
There you go.
This next one is just titled Outrageous. Even if you don't personally need an EpiPen, you still pay the outrageous price in other ways, since schools, ambulances, doctors, dentist offices all keep the short-lived and expensive item on hand and pass the costs on, of course. Well, if you need the EpiPen, they do. Oh, hey, man. We all want our city to be a walkable place, but I have a request for all you dog walkers. Please note that all property from the edge of the sidewalk toward a residence is private property and not a place for your pet, especially on its extended leash, to be defecating or urinating or rooting around in shrubs and flower beds. I am so very tired of browned lawns from dog urination or having to hose down places your dog defecated, knowing that people, especially children, play on lawns and should not need to worry about where your dog relieved himself. Please, keep your dog on the sidewalk or a tree belt, or better yet, curb it in the road, or walk it on or in front of your own property. Back and forth, back and forth. I don't care.
What a grumpy old person.
Well, you know, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Hold on. You know, I think we need to get a little music to wrap up some small town news. We ran out of the original stuff, so there we go. Go back. Why not? It works. The recent submissions regarding St. Peter's Cemetery are certainly accurate. The spot is a showplace. The manager and staff are highly competent.
Says the manager when he wrote in to...
Right. And finally, jeers to the Press Republican for letting a huge misspelling go undetected in a prominent headline on September 3rd. There is no such word as Sherbert, as in the title Crazy Sherbert Skies on page 3. The word is Sherbet.
Wow.
The word is Sherbet, not Sherbert. Okay.
Is that really the truth?
That is absolutely the truth. You know what the most maddening part about it? They're right. They're petty assholes, but they're right.
It's like remuneration, right? Like you want to say remuneration, but it's remuneration. Remuneration.
Mm-hmm. I do think that this speak out is a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. As they labeled it a huge misspelling.
Yeah.
On a prominent headline. It's one of those sort of backdoor... Because it's you know what, you know, like a backhanded compliment? This is a backhanded insult.
Yeah.
Because the real insult is that on page 3, you are writing a headline about Sherbet. Come on.
Come on.
What are you, a paper? Or a children's newsletter?
Yeah, I mean, do people even eat Sherbet anymore?
You know, I did when I was a kid. My parents... gave me a sherbet.
Mine too. I always thought that it didn't even contain milk. And then I found out that it does have milk. So I'm like, why did my parents even give it to me then? Because like it was supposed to be instead of ice cream because of my asthma.
Oh.
I wasn't supposed to have, like, it was mucusy, like, to have milk ice cream. But sherbet has milk in it. Like, I found that out when I started making ice cream. I was like, oh, how about that? How about that?
All right, let's see. What is the difference? Sherbets contain milk or another fat, making it similar to ice cream, generally thought of being fruit-based. Sorbets can be a main... Oh, that's the difference between sorbet and sherbet. Fuck you, Internet.
Yeah. I hate when the Internet doesn't... Fuck you, Internet. How about that for my gripe?
Yeah.
You know, making shit more difficult when you fucking try to find something and it's not the real fucking shit.
You know, the problem is when you do that, you sound like you're 100.
I'm already... Yeah, well...
Put it.
When I start talking about how I don't listen to nowadays music anymore, how I don't really listen to that radio rap anymore.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Green Day has a new album coming out.
Oh my God. Why?
They're also. Because.
Oh, De La Soul.
De La Soul just had one come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one on the Billboard charts.
Why?
Because De La Soul are a very underappreciated hip hop band. Like. That did not get enough recognition as they deserve.
I certainly don't appreciate them.
And also, everybody, Wednesdays, Pandora, 10 a.m. Pacific time, Questlove does a DJ period of time where he plays his own albums. It's awesome to listen to. You can actually even listen to the channel on Pandora.
So it's on Tuesday morning?
No, Wednesday mornings.
You do realize that this show drops on...
Monday. Right, but you can remember now for Wednesday morning.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to make it clear what day it was.
I'm just saying. I know this drops on Monday.
Okay.
So just be prepared for Wednesday morning at 10, because it's an awesome show. And he always has, like, a guest. Like, Maya Rudolph was on the last episode.
All right. So here, I have it here from Thrillist. Sherbet, the most important thing to know about Sherbet is that it does not contain a second R. Uncle Sam dictates that sherbet is a fruity frozen dessert that contains 1-2% milk fat, popularized in rainbow form and by your grandma. That's all it says.
Yeah.
So now you know.
I know.
I still don't know the difference between milk and sherbet.
I think that it's just that it has a very small amount of milk.
Sherbet was popular by your grandma.
I think it's more that sherbet, sherbet was always tart and fruity, and ice cream was more of a creamy thing.
Yeah.
So you had that tart flavor. Anyway, that's going to do it for the uncensored episode. We did yell at each other a lot less this time.
Yes,
so well done. We're building harmony. We're building harmony. Everybody have a great week. I hope your Monday was good and didn't make you want to...
Put it in.
Yeah, just look up this song.
When we yell at each other, I feel like I'm back home.
Yeah, I mean, we're not actually angry with each other.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to punch each other earlier.
Oh, we've had worse. We've had way worse than that.
I've never seen...
We've had people with really scared eyes.
Yeah, we did one time, yeah.
But it's all good. Because here's the thing. Both Kareem and I understand that we can have differing viewpoints and still respect each other.
Yeah.
What?
Because we are what makes America great.
Exactly.
Oh. Isn't that what I said earlier?
Something like that.
Something like that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out and yelling at each other. Appreciate it. You have a great Monday, and we'll see you on Wednesday with a new show.
Thanks for listening. And remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.